So in the mid-2000s, design and construction of highway overpasses was took place at those two bottlenecks where Pronghorn were crossing the highways. It was essentially an overpass that was constructed. Each overpass, as you can see in the picture below, had these berms on the outer edges of each overpass that reduced the probability, that sort of channeled the animals through and over the bridge and dissuaded them from kind of going over the edge. There also had to be fences along the edges, again, to prevent the animals from accidentally falling off the edge of the bridge and onto the road. But the bridge, wildlife bridge, was not enough. Other barriers on the landscape needed to be removed along the migration route, and in particular, fencing needed to be modified on private lands. You can see in the upper right, a ranger is installing sort of PVC tubes over barbed wire fences to prevent antelopes from fatal entanglements in the barbed wire as they run through across the landscape. The cost of these two overpasses, and they also installed six underpasses in other areas, was $9.7 million. That was paid for in part by taxpayer money that went to the National Park Service that manages those overpasses, but also donors to the Wildlife Conservation Society, a nonprofit group, and the Wyoming Transportation Fund that wanted to reduce the risk of automobile collisions with these animals. So that's where the money came from. And in subsequent monitoring, it was found to be a success. More than 2,000 pronghorn use the crossings each year, and there's been a 70% reduction in vehicle-animal collisions. So a success by many measures.